Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So in that very, how long was the healthcare bill, Todd?
How, the debate?
Yeah, no, the bill itself.
2,400 pages.
Yeah, in all of those words, I imagine there's some portions of that bill that people haven't really heard about or don't know about.
A couple, sure.
But some of them are going to affect them nevertheless. For example, there's a new requirement in that bill that insurance companies come up with a plan to pay doctors for performance, not for services. That means doctors will be paid based on the health of their patients, not on the number of patients that they see or the number of procedures that they do. Well, what does that mean? In Colorado, it means that they have this experimental program that's kind of ahead of the curve. They've been trying out the concept of medical homes and group visits to doctors in place of some one-on-one consultations. We're joined now by Dr. Dave Ehrenberger. He works at Avista Adventist Hospital in Louisville, Colorado. And Leslie Halliburton is a patient of Dr. Ehrenberger's from Broomfield, Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doctor, first explain how this works. What is a medical home and how does a group doctor's visit work?
Well, a medical home is a new concept where the typical practice is transformed into more of a teamwork-based practice using information technology and using different techniques to better engage and involve our patients in the care we deliver.
Okay, well, that sounds like the press release form, but how does it actually work when you get people in there? I mean, what happens? You bring in a group of 10 people and you start discussing with each of them their individual medical problems?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to note that a group visit really is a technique to help certain, say, diabetics or other people with chronic illnesses that can't be helped really in any other way. So you're right. You do get a bunch of patients, maybe 5 to 8 or 10 in a room, and the point of a group visit really is to leverage the power of the interaction between patients and themselves, really to leverage the power of the team, the relationships that are built, and to acknowledge that patients often are a great source of information and inspiration for each other.
Okay, you know, I am all for innovation in any field. Leslie, though, you're a patient of Dr. Ehrenberger's. You have a diabetes, and it occurs to me that a big drawback here is that some medical issues are embarrassing to talk about. Is there a problem sometimes for you? Do you have trouble sometimes talking about your treatment with all these other people in the room?
No, not at all. I've gone through many struggles with health and have triumphed mostly on my own. And when the practice came to me and said, would you be interested in being involved in this group, I jumped at it because at the time I'm frustrated about the type 2 diabetes that I suddenly have. It felt like it opened a new door for me to learn something about what I really need to know. And a one-on-one, I have a wonderful PA there, Kristen Del Negro, and her assistant, who keep on top of me. I mean, they just call out of the blue for things, but it's nothing like having people that have had this disease for longer than me, may have some ideas for me. I mean, one of the really important things I learned through the group was that you don't skip meals, and I'm really good at that. I'm not hungry, I don't eat, but now I know that with diabetes, you don't skip meals. I also feel, because I've triumphed through so many different battles of health, that perhaps I can help someone else. I'm not shy. A lot of the people in the group are shy. But I am getting a lot from them, including last month we went out and we were asked to bring labels in, and it was thoroughly explained, this is why you don't want to eat this, and this one is better, and, oh, I just found this on Kroger's shelf, and instead of the Yoplait low 100-calorie yogurt with 19 carbs, this delicious Kroger yogurt, not to advertise for them, has 4. And okay. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, that makes sense. But doctor, there has to be illnesses for which this doesn't work.
Well, it's true. It's mainly useful for folks who have chronic illnesses, a key feature that's very often overlooked about chronic illness that impacts whether or not people get better is that chronic illness is a depressing condition. It's disabling. It's frustrating. And part of the power of a group visit is the power of the interaction and the support in the group between people who can empathize.
And Dr. Ehrenberger, there has to be a risk benefit sort of a plus minus judgment here on loss of privacy versus the benefit that you're talking about. First of all, it's not a confidential situation. And how do you handle the fact that as a physician, you're going to want to talk to patients while you have them there? Hey, for instance, you're a teenager. Whether you want to or not, I want to ask you about if you're using contraception, because that's the kind of thing a doctor asks a patient. You give that up, right?
Well, it's true that if you're a patient and you're coming to a group visit, then you understand that there will be opportunities for you to share information that's otherwise private just to yourself. The group visits are, in fact, confidential, but just only to the group, right? The idea is not to, violate people's privacy, and there is no time where questions are asked by the facilitators of the group, which, by the way, most often are not physicians, that it would be a violation of people's privacy. So, for instance, if we want to discuss people's lab results, say cholesterol in a diabetes group visit, then we ask permission to discuss it, and people who don't want to discuss it don't have to discuss it.
Okay, Leslie, quickly, is this better health care for you?
Absolutely. I've been in Colorado from California for 5 years.
And I think it's an improvement.
And I've been with this practice the whole time.
And you think it's better. Leslie Halliburton has type 2 diabetes for almost a year. She's a patient of Dr. Dave Ehrenberger's out there in Colorado. She attends a group consultation every other month.